Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Like a scene out of a movie, an MTA bus was hanging from an overpass for a bit this morning in the Riverdale section of the Bronx. Fortunately, there were no passengers on board, and first responders worked quickly to pull the driver to safety. Officials say the bus was on the Henry Hudson Parkway about 9 a.m. when it crashed near Independence Avenue and ended up dangling from the overpass above Capehawk Street. Some debris was knocked onto the roadway below, but luckily there were no reports of any injuries. Also no word yet on the cause of the crash. And you can see a photo of the bus at the overpass at 1010winds.com. Well, the nightmare commute begins tonight in the Rockaways. Our Marla Diamond is talking to riders, ahead of the shutdown of the A train. Marla.
Yeah, Linda, you said it, nightmare. We are at the Far Rockaway Mott Avenue station speaking to the very last commuters to get on the A train on the Far Rockaway Peninsula. It will temporarily shut down beginning tonight and running through May 19th, affecting nearly 9,000 daily riders living in the Rockaways. For the next 17 weeks, trains on the A line will be suspended between Howard Beach JFK Airport and Far Rockaway Mott Avenue or the Rockaway Park Beach 116th Street. Additionally, the Rockaway Park shuttle will not run to or from Broad Channel. Now, all of this is for a resiliency project. There was severe damage done to the line during Superstorm Sandy back in 2012. And though emergency repairs restored service 7 months after the storm, MTA officials say the viaduct, the South Channel Bridge, which carry trains across Broad Channel, need extensive rehab and repair work to protect the A-line from further extreme weather events. So people are making alternate plans. They can either take the ferry to Manhattan or there will be shuttle service running to all of the stations along the affected part of the A-line. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live in Far Rockaway, Queens.
At least 14 people were hurt in a scary school bus crash on Staten Island. Officials say the bus was in the area of Laconia and Naughton Avenues in the Dogon Hills neighborhood at about 8 this morning when it crashed and landed on its side. Fortunately, all of the injuries are said to be minor. The cause of the crash under investigation. The search continues for the group of muggers who's been targeting teenagers and folks in their 20s in the Parkchester section of the Bronx. Police say the group has struck at least 8 times since late November, each time running up to their victim, grabbing their wallet, phone, or whatever else they can get their hands on, and then running off. You can see some new photos of the suspects at 1010wins.com, and if you recognize any of them, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers, 800-577-TIPS. A court date today for the 29-year-old man accused of driving high and causing that crash that left a Suffolk County police officer in the hospital for nearly 2 weeks. This as the officer's condition continues to improve.
Officer Brendan Gallagher was on life support for 8 days, but now Stony Brook Medicine Dr. James Voswinkle says the officer is talking, knows what happened, and has even gotten out of bed.
Vital signs are stable.
Cody Fisher is accused of speeding and driving high on drugs. Authorities say that caused the officer to crash into a tree on the Long Island Expressway. Fisher is scheduled to face a judge. The doctor says Brendan has the will to live.
It's a little too early for me to actually predict, you know, when he'll get out of the hospital. You know, we were able to reconstruct his abdominal wall. He should be able to walk.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Suffolk County, Long Island.
Congressman Josh Gottheimer says his office has been flooded with calls lately for folks demanding a repeal to the federal cap on state and local tax deductions, or the SALT tax. Well, now he tells 1010 Winds he's proposing new legislation in Washington aimed at doing just that.
In 2017, they gutted the state and local tax deduction and capped it off at $10,000, which meant for a lot of families in New Jersey, their taxes ended up going up, not down.
Critics of the SALT cap say it targets the wealthy, but Gottheimer says it also makes things more difficult for those in the middle class. He says his office has produced a report on the SALT cap's effect on New Jersey residents and will be submitting that to the House Ways and Means Committee, along with the Senate Finance Committee. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Marky Ramone wants everyone to bop over to a fundraiser tonight in Paramus, New Jersey, to support adults with developmental needs.
Marky will set up his legendary drum kit and perform Ramone's tunes here at the New Concept for Living facility. He'll also be auctioning off his own artwork. Drumsticks and drumheads is where he does that. And it's all for a cause he was connected to by his manager.
All right, my friend Harvey Leeds, who I've known for about 20 years already, he has a daughter that needs special needs. You know, it's a good thing to be involved with. It brings some good into the world, and it's a nonprofit organization. And they have day programs and group homes for adults with special needs. You know, I'm really happy to be involved with this.
Tickets are $40. This begins at 7 o'clock tonight. So Marky's message, hey, ho, let's go and support this important mission. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM on Route 17 in Paramus.
Excellent, Glenn Shuck. You can get more information about tonight's event with Marky Ramone at ncfl.net.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.